Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some active warrants in Hardy County. First, Ivan Nunez Garcia has a local warrant for failure to appear for attempted sexual battery on a person under 12, and Alberto Escudero Espinoza has a local warrant for violation of probation for battery on a law enforcement officer. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, the Hardy vs. Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up this Saturday at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is limited, and they'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, plus door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 from the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, only Moso Harvest is looking for an office assistant. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. The Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and the UPS store is hiring for all positions. Minimum qualifications include a high school diploma or GED. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Or if you feel like it on Facebook, you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out with the humidity. It makes it feel like 95. A 50% chance of rain, partly sunny. A shade temperature 90 degrees. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds north-northwest at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 7 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 70%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 73. Cloud cover 40%. Visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 40%, and Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Taproot decline is appearing in more Alabama soybean fields at higher levels than in previous years, based on some recent observations. According to AgFacts.com, taproot decline is caused by the fungus Zelaria necrophora and was first detected in the mid-2000s. Symptoms generally occur at pod-filling stages, but can be observed anytime during the growing season. Yield losses approaching 25% have been reported in Louisiana. American Farmland Trust just filled a new position on its policy team to tackle climate issues. Samantha Levy joins as climate policy manager to lead its policy agenda. AFT is preparing a multi-year strategy to advance transformational climate policy, including the 2023 Farm Bill. In a recent report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change supported the mounting interest among policymakers in regenerative farming practices as a way to mitigate climate change. A year-long study to identify U.S. pork industry gaps in biosecurity defenses against foreign animal diseases found that no major areas have been overlooked in efforts to prevent African swine fever from coming to the U.S. The NPB's Dr. Patrick Webb says we must continue to work together to find real-world solutions to diminish the ASF entrance point vulnerabilities and to prevent the costly disease from entering the U.S.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Turkey, chicken, and swine producers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia have more time to sign up for a pandemic-based assistance program. The Farm Service Agency has decided to bypass the original September deadline to give producers more time to get their information sent in. for the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program.
We've extended the deadline on this to October 12th.
That's Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, who told the USDA's news service this will give everybody more time to get their application in.
And do a little extra outreach to help get to those producers that maybe are underserved.
The program offers assistance to eligible swine, turkey, and chicken growers who suffered losses during the pandemic, largely because of a breakdown in processing capacity. The payments apply to the farmers' costs of depopulation of those animals between March 1st and December 26th of 2020. Ducheneau says farmers can contact their local FSA office for more information and assistance with applications. Producers can also go to farmers.gov to learn if they're eligible and to find the application portal. October 12th is also the application deadline for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP 2. That's for ag producers impacted by the COVID-19 market disruptions. October 15th is the deadline for the pandemic assistance for timber harvesters and haulers.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks held onto their gains on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve signaled it may begin easing its extraordinary support measures for the economy later this year. The central bank said it may start raising its benchmark interest rate sometime next year, earlier than it envisioned 3 months ago. The S&P 500 rose 0.1%. Tech companies helped lead the gains, though Facebook fell 4%. The Dow and the NASDAQ composite also rose about 1%. The Dow was up 338 points today to close at 34,258. The NASDAQ gained 150 to 14,896. The S&P 500 added 41 points to 4,395. New York oil rose $1.74, closing at $72.23 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esser at Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. AL Wild Card leader Boston won their sixth straight, 6-3 over the New York Mets as Xander Bogaerts hit a go-ahead, a two-run homer in the fifth. That hung Red Sox skipper Alex Cora.
We're putting good at-bats. We're doing a good job. We're not chasing as much as early in the season. We're hitting the ball hard. Another thing that we're doing, we're playing good defense. Our goal is to win every series from now on.
Toronto holding the second wild card stayed 1.5 games behind Boston, beating Tampa Bay 4-2. The race magic number remains at 5 to clinch the East. New York remains a half game behind Toronto for the final American League playoff spot as they beat Texas 7-1. Yankees manager Aaron Boone was impressed with Luis Severino, who closed with two shutout innings at his first major league appearance since 2019.
I thought it was a good game to get him into, a great first step for him. You know, I thought he executed a number of different pitches within the course of the outing, and hopefully a step forward for him to help us here down the stretch.
The 27-year-old right-hander had Tommy John surgery on February 27, 2020. This is Esser in Sports. Detroit Tigers have stalled Chicago's drive for the AL Central title with a 5-3 victory over the White Sox. The magic number for Chicago to clinch the division remained at 2. Houston beat L.A. 10-5. The Astros' magic number to wrap up the West is 4. Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. It was Seattle 5-2 over Oakland. In the National League, Milwaukee's magic number to clinch the Central remains at 3 after they lost to St. Louis 2-1. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on their 10-game winning streak.
Regardless time of year you do that, it's important this time of year, clearly more magnified. But really, it's just about a group of players that believe and have believed in themselves and believe in each other.
Cardinals increased their edge for the second NL wildcard spot to 4 games over Cincinnati, who lost to Pittsburgh 6-2. It was Atlanta 6, Arizona 1. Philadelphia beat Baltimore 3-2 and 10. The Braves' East lead remains at 3 games over the Phils.
Lamont Wade's RBI single in the ninth gave San Francisco a 6-5 win over San Diego. L.A. was beating Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings. The Dodgers remain one game behind the West-leading Giants. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: to the person who stole my place in line, I'm after you now. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.